After 30 years of waiting and conserving, residents of the Yukon-Kuskokwim region will be able to hunt emperor geese again next month. Wildlife managers and hunters are standing by for the federal government to release the official notice. As KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, residents will then continue a tradition that skipped a generation.
Most of the communities out in the villages, they are primarily subsistence lifestyle, and all the species that our parents once knew and consumed when they were growing from young age, we are about to start tasting.
The last time Roland White of Tuntutuliak tasted emperor goose, he was about 10 years old, when his father brought home game from the tundra. Now White is the chairman of the Association of Village Council Presidents Waterfowl Conservation Committee.
Like any other birds or mammals or fish, they sustain our livelihood and our entity as Alaska Natives.
Soon, White will be able to bring home the emperor geese like his father did before him, passing the tradition down to the generation that missed it. The AVCP Waterfowl Conservation Committee met Monday with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologists to hear an update on the expected hunt. Eric Taylor with the service told the group the regulation booklets are already at the printer, ready for when the official notice gets published in the Federal Register. It's expected any day.
There are many people that are working frantically to get it through the review stages and the signatures that are necessary and get it published.
For 30 years, Alaska residents abstained from hunting emperor geese after the population dropped to dangerously low levels in the 1980s. After decades of allowing the bird population to rise, tribes began asking for a hunt. Together, tribal groups, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game created a co-management plan. Now, the subsistence hunt is expected to open April 2nd, with no limit on bag or possession. A restricted winter hunt should follow. The emperor goose population hits about 170,000. That's just above the threshold to sustain a hunt. Managers like Eric Taylor are encouraging conservative hunting. He says just as the generation of humans may have never tasted emperor geese, so too the geese have forgotten what it was like to be hunted.
They see folks in a blind with these things that look like long sticks that are actually shotguns. They're not going to know that people are actually harvesting birds. They're going to be naive, I guess, if it's such a term to say for a bird.
Emperor geese have other traits that make them vulnerable to overharvesting. When one gets shot, the flock doesn't fly away, but instead circles back. Birds lay eggs later in life and don't lay every year, and the rates for the birds living past their first year is lower than other geese species. Managers have suggestions for how to prevent overharvest and keep the population growing. Limit how many birds a hunter takes. Only take juvenile birds with dark heads as opposed to adult birds with white heads that could be breeding. Target one bird at a time instead of spraying the flock, and to only take one or two eggs from a nest. The Kodiak Alaska Migratory Bird Co-Management Council is recommending its members harvest only one bird, or what they need during the subsistence season. The Association of Village Council Presidents Waterfowl Conservation Committee has not recommended a restriction for its members. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.